It's my pleasure to introduce Reverend Richard Speck, who is the district executive of the Joseph Priestley District, of which we are a part. Reverend Speck, before he became district executive, was minister at Vero Beach in Florida. Before that, he had an incarnation in health administration, and before that, as a respiratory therapist. He flew his plane in this morning so that he could be with us to help us celebrate our 50th anniversary. And we'll fly out shortly to go to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to help install a minister there. So we appreciate his time with us as a part of a very busy schedule. And Richard, we look forward to your message and the thoughts you'll share with us.
Thank you, Bob. What he didn't tell you that some of you already know is I had a flat when I landed. Now, I've been flying for 40 years. I've never had a flat when I was landing. So it was a rather unique situation to be hobbling down the runway with a jet ready to take off behind me. But I was able to get it off the runway onto a taxiway, and then the line crew came out and put me on a little gurney and towed me back in. And they will have a new tire by the time I'm ready to leave. They assure me. Well, it is an honor to be here with you to preach on your 50th anniversary of the founding of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Frederick. I've been privileged to serve you as the district executive now for 11 years of those 50, and as you know, in our tradition, I'm not a bishop, but I function as one within the Unitarian Universalist Association. The real name for it is middle judicatory, but nobody likes that term. So I guess that's why they came up with district executive. It doesn't sound like a bishop, and since I don't have any power as a bishop, I'm here at your invitation. Well, there was this church that was also celebrating, but they were celebrating a 100th anniversary of their establishment, and they had several former pastors, and they did have a bishop in attendance. Well, at one point, the minister gathered all the children down front, and he asked them about the importance of the day. He began by asking them this question. He said, "Does anyone know what the bishop does?" There was dead silence. But finally, one little boy answered gravely, "He's the one you can move diagonally." Well, I hope that I won't be diagonal with you today, but I'll be straight. In my suggestion of a title for today, I'm borrowing from a song, "The Best Is Yet to Come," which lyrics were made famous by Frank Sinatra. And if you have ever heard the song, I'll just give you a brief first stanza, which I think has relevance. "Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine." Well, the song goes on to talk about a developing love between the singer and some other person who he is singing about. Well, I thought that this would be a fit analogy for you here in Frederick as you look for the future of your congregation. There is a lot yet for you here as a congregation to accomplish. You are a plum, and you continue to shine as a congregation here in Frederick County. Now, it was interesting as I was thinking about this day and your 50th anniversary that got me to thinking, how many other congregations in the district are as old as you are? And so I started looking at the period from roughly 1955 to 1965, a few years on either side of the year that you were founded. I found out that the Bucksmott Unitarian Universalist Congregation up in Warrington, Pennsylvania, is celebrating their 50th anniversary the same day, today. So I couldn't be in both places. You had me first. In the decade of 1955 to 65, there were 21 congregations started in what has now become the Joseph Priestley District. Many have grown to be our largest congregations, such as Annapolis, Cedar Lane, and Fairfax. So I expect y'all to grow into that too, okay? It may take you a few more years. In gathering material for this sermon, I came across a sermon that was given by Roberta Finkelstein 6 years ago. How many of y'all remember Roberta Finkelstein? Well, a few hands are up. Okay. Well, here's what she said about your early beginnings. Once upon a time, in the midst of that decade of dislocation and confusion known as the 1960s, a group of folks decided that what Frederick, Maryland needed was a Unitarian Universalist presence. It might be trite to say that they had a dream, but indeed they did. They dreamed of a place where reason and intuition, mind and spirit, could all be exercised in the search for truth and meaning. In the earliest days of the Frederick UU Fellowship, services were held in people's homes, but these founders always intended to have a home of their own. That was part of the dream. Land, a building, a visible presence that would say to the community, "Here we are. Come on in and look out, because we're coming out to you too." At one point, when the group was meeting over the Colonial Music Shop on East Patrick Street, they cut geometric shapes out of colored cellophane, pieced them together, taped them over the windows to resemble stained glass. Oh yes, those folks certainly intended to start a real church. I like that image of making stained glass windows out of cellophane. Now, you know, you've got stained glass. You've got stained glass. The early leaders fought big. And I believe that you have continued to think big as just the way you do things here. Now, I remember over the years, you've worshipped in a variety of places. And I remember when you owned Motter House, which wasn't that many years ago. But I was present for the dedication of this building when you celebrated that this beautiful facility, with all of its wonderful architecture and landscaping, became the reality. I know that many of you in this room were the reason why this building got built, with the labor you put in, with the money you contributed. And the district helped out a little bit with a chalice lighter grant. So this space has allowed you to blossom here in Frederick County. Now, your history and experience with ministers hasn't always been easy. A knowing chuckle goes through the audience. Some ended with hurt feelings and anger. You've had some short ministries, including F. Craig Coleman in 1981, K. Carrie Kaufman in 1990. And by the way, Carrie was the mother of Dan Schatz, who is the minister at Bucksmont. And Marlene Walker from 93 to 94. Then you got John Morehouse, who stayed for over a decade until 2005. And I saw him at GA, and he asked about you. So he still cares. You had two interims from 2005 to 7, followed by Abigail Stockman, who was from here till 2010, and now you've got Bob Hughes. And from what I hear from Bob and others, you like this guy.
They better.
And you will then be looking for a new minister, as I understand it, next fall. And so, again, I'll be working with you to help find someone who will be with you, hopefully, for another 10 years or so. You've grown to 195 members as of last March. And according to your newsletter, you had 11 people join. The newsletter lists plenty of things that are going on here. You've got your Servetus Society. You've got a book club. You've got the friendly forum that meets between the services. You've got your chalice communities, your green sanctuary project. And there's much, much more I could list of all the activities that are happening here that tell me of the dynamism that is part of this congregation. It is obvious that you are vibrant and working for the greater good of society. You passed some important bylaw changes this last June, and I was pleased to read that you have committed to contribute more to the JPD and the UUA. That always gladdens my heart. So here we are, at a half century of existence. And as you look back, you can see just how far you've come in these 5 decades. But now it's time to look forward, to look toward the future, to find out where you're headed. I love that hymn of where do we come from? What are we? Where are we going? Mystery, mystery. Life is a riddle and a mystery. Well, yeah, I can't predict. Well, maybe I could. But I'm reminded of John Richardson, who said this: when it comes to the future, there are 3 kinds of people. Those who let it happen, those who make it happen, and those who wonder what happened. I believe you will make it happen. As we celebrate this 50th milestone in the life of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Frederick, what are those opportunities and challenges that face our faith and this congregation? What can we draw upon from our past that will guide us into our future? What will our faith look like, and what do we need to do to enhance that future for the next 50 years? Well, yesterday, as I heard, you had Bill Murray talking about the milieu in which the Frederick congregation was created. I'm sure that he told you about Reverend A. Powell Davies. Yes? Okay, good. And Unitarian Advance, which was one of his primary entities for growing Unitarian Universalism, Unitarianism at the time, in the Washington area. So out of all that work came this boom in new congregations that surround the greater Washington area. We have benefited as a district from that foundation of growth and expansion as a district within the larger Unitarian Universalist Association. We're the largest in number of members We have over 15,000 adult members and about 7,000 children and youth who worship within our congregations, just in our little geography. Now, that's wonderful. We have grown. But as an association, we've shrunk. This last year, we were the only district that added more people to the membership rolls of the 19 districts of the UUA. That means that 18 others were losing population. Growth in our association has only averaged about one new member per congregation per year. That's depressing. So when I hear that you took in 11 new members, you're making up for 10 other congregations. And so I want you to keep that up. Now, you were at one point registering up to 280 members 6 years ago, and you're now roughly about the 200 level. So I know you've got the potential to go back up, because if you did it once, you can do it again. But one of the challenges for you as a congregation is to decide just how welcoming you will be to those who surround you who crave a liberal religious presence that you offer here. Our country is rapidly becoming multicultural, if you haven't noticed. Within the next 50 years, there will not be a dominant white Euro-American culture in this country. If we, as Unitarian Universalists, wish to be relevant in that new environment, then we need to make some major changes in how we do worship, how we do outreach, and how we make justice in this world. The Reverend Dr. James Luther Adams said that, "By your fruits shall you be known." He was referring to our public works to bring about more justice in the world. Now I know that many of you have been working for good causes throughout the years in this community. I know that you care deeply about our world and our environment. You will hopefully soon receive Green Sanctuary status and join hundreds of other Unitarian Universalist congregations, churches, fellowships, societies in lessening your carbon footprint on this earth. But what more needs to be done to make the world more fair? How can you, as a whole community, use your influence and your power for improving the world in areas of anti-oppression? Taking a stand and being known in the community for that stand will have people attracted here to this congregation. If we are to live out our fullest, out our faith in the fullness of what it calls us to be, we obviously must not just stay here, but we must take our faith out into the world and work for justice. Now I know that this is a wonderful property, and if I remember correctly, you have 12 acres, right? Anyone? Seven. Okay, 7 acres. I thought you had 12. Oh well. Maybe that's another church. Well, I mean, there are 70 of you, so I can't always remember all the details. So I know that you have this wonderful property. Now, I don't remember, have y'all ever had a community garden here?
No?
No?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. Well, a community garden, for those of you who may not know, is where the food is grown and it's for the community. I know some places will grow the food and they'll donate it to the local food bank, where you can help others feed to alleviate hunger. Such an effort on your part could include the children and the youth learning how to grow things, as well as neighbors in the area. I know that when you come down El Madura Road, there's cropland. I see corn. And so then you can use a portion of your land to support others who may not be as fortunate. Now, if Frederick is like most of America, we still have a long ways to go in race relations. I know that this congregation joined the NAACP and funded a life membership in the 1970s. What I don't know is, what are you doing with it? The Frederick County Human Relations Commission sponsors or co-sponsors multicultural events, educational programs, and provides awards to youth, adults, businesses, and organizations that exemplify leadership in community service, civil rights, or humanitarian action. How active are you with this organization in working with them here in your own backyard? Just think what impact you could have in this arena. We are the faith for the 21st century. There's nothing stopping us but ourselves. Someone has suggested that for many of us, religion sometimes is like an artificial limb. It has neither warmth nor life, and though it helps us stumble along, it never really becomes a part of us. We strap it on once a week and we take it off after Sunday lunch to limp through the ordinary demands of daily living. That's not the type of religion that's practiced in this congregation in Frederick, is it? No, I would not think so. Or is this religious community a meaningful part of your life? What contributions are you individually making and collectively making to this institution so it is healthy and it's growing? Is what you're doing deep enough to make a difference? So as you enter this next 50 years, the challenges are great before us. Our economic situation is not going to get better immediately. We probably have several more years of limping through as a country. As you may have heard, there are now more people in poverty than ever before, especially children and minorities. People have been out of work for more than 2 years. With few prospects. We heard some of those stories just this morning. It is the church. It is the religious community that can bring a ray of hope in these bleak times. We can offer support networks. We can provide a loving community that will help sustain people over that long haul until the world is better. Now, you as a congregation have seen a fair share of troubles over the years yourselves, but you've weathered each one of them. You have it within you, the resolve, the dedication, to overcome anything that comes at you. So when problems come in the future, as they will, I know that you, the leaders and the members here, will stand together and will find a healthy way forward. You will seek solutions that bring out the best in each of us. You will grow into a healthier community of faith. And what makes for a healthy congregation? It's one that commits itself to spreading the faith to all who will listen. It is one that works through disagreements using reason and deep listening skills to each other. It is one that welcomes the stranger and makes them feel at home. It is one that takes stewardship seriously and funds its ministries. It is one that proclaims a faith that improves the here and now without worrying too much about the hereafter. Reverend Tom Belote said at an installation where he charged the congregation, he said, "My final charge to you is to be a beacon rather than a bunker. A bunker faith is separate from the world. It is a place where you go to get away, to hunker down, to survive, to remove yourself from the winds that are a-blowing. A beacon faith sticks out in the world. It signals where it is and what it stands for. People look to it. It shines out on the harsh and frightening world. So my final charge to you is to be a beacon, not a bunker." He goes on to say, "Let this community know who you are, what you stand for, where your convictions lie. Tell them what you are all about and tell them that you want them to be a part of what you are all about. Invite your friends, your neighbors, your dentist, your dog groomer to come on Sunday morning. Go out and drive around and tell Sunday morning joggers that they look tired and that you would be happy to give them a ride to the UU Society. Demonstrate your presence through works of direct service and social action." My friends, the best is yet to come. Your next 50 years will be full of adventure, guaranteed. You will find new professional leaders to partner with you to creating a beacon of Unitarian Universalism in Frederick County. I know that from the highway, we can see this place lit up at night along Highway 15. So let it blaze anew for the next 50 years. I look forward to being with you on that journey in the years to come. Happy anniversary.